And at this time, we're going to continue with the prayers of the church. Let us rise as we share those prayers. I'm going to ask Nicholas to come forward as well to ring the bell for those saints that have passed before us. In our prayers this morning, before we do that, I just wanted to uplift a couple individuals that we should pray about this week. John Filbert is going in for surgery tomorrow. Also, Anita, Ellen Holroyd's sister, just went through gallbladder surgery on Friday. We're going to uplift her. And then finally, the last person is we're going to uplift Betty Hagen, who came through surgery but is struggling with her recovery. Let's bow our heads and uplift these individuals in prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, sometimes our world really seems like a dark place. We look around and we really don't know where to go. We thank you that you have given us a light to brighten this world that we live in. We thank you for the gift of Jesus. May we shine it brightly in the lives of the people that are around us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we also live in a world that doesn't have much hope. We thank you for the hope that you give to us of a destination, that it's not just about non-existence once we die, that there has been a place prepared for us. We thank you for that powerful message and the way that it changes our lives for today. May that ring true, especially for the Leeson family as they mourn and also celebrate the life of Rosanna. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we thank you for the country that you've given to us. And we pray for the week ahead with the elections and with all the results that are given. Lord, we pray that you would unify us and you would bring peace to our community in the land that we live in. And Lord, that you would grant wisdom to whoever becomes our leaders in whatever position. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we also uplift those that are struggling. And Lord, chief on our hearts are those three that we mentioned. John Filbert, tomorrow with his surgery, cover the surgeons with mercy and guide them, their hands. May they be effective in all that they do. Lord, for Betty Hagen this day, that you would visit her and let her not fall into despair and loneliness, but that your son Jesus would be placed right there in her heart. And also with the visitors that come, that she would know the love of this church family and community. And Lord, also for Anita coming through gallbladder surgery, bless her recovery in the days ahead. And Lord, as well, those that we mentioned here today, Haley, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Max, Wyatt and Charlie, Annette and Charlotte, Jennifer, Merle, Darlene, Ava, Paul, Evan, Brian, Chris, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Gary, Jim, Gary, Ron, Gail and Rich, Richard, Maggie's husband, Arnold, Joel Bond, Art LeBon, Sammy, Callie, thanksgiving for those results. And Lord, also for the family of Rosanna Leeson again as they travel and take leave, and for the Garvins as they leave for Utah today. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we commit all for whom we pray into your hands, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In joyful expectation of the resurrection to eternal life, we remember before our Lord our departed family and friends who have gone before us in faith and all who are in our hearts and minds this day. Florence Jankarik, Jim Ogilvie, Addie Sonow, Marguerite Sweeten, Tennille Holroyd, Linda Cooley, Jean Chamberlain, Evelyn Munster, Beverly Martin, George Martin, Diane Liljestrand, Greg Oldham, Leah Coleman, Gloria Jean Santora, Rosanna Leeson, Sue Holmberg, Del Starr, Doris Starr, Dennis Starr, Gladys Lane, Jim Rusa, Lorraine Rusa, Teria McNamer. Almighty God, we remember with thanksgiving those who loved and served you in your church on earth and who now rest from their labors. Keep us in fellowship with all your saints and bring us at last to the joy of your heavenly kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation may be seated as we continue with our offering.